For nearly a century, New Yorkers waited and waited for a subway extension along 2nd Avenue on Manhattan's East Side. Yesterday, this urban legend came true. From member station WNYC in New York, Stephen Nesson reports.
New Yorkers don't usually cheer when a subway leaves the station, but this wasn't just any subway or any old station. To understand why hundreds came out New Year's Day to ride a train, you have to go back to the 1920s. That's when the idea for a subway line on 2nd Avenue was first floated. But then the Depression hit. The idea was revived again in the 1950s as a replacement for the elevated trains.
But the old steel skeleton outlived its usefulness. Passengers dwindled. And so the L is being torn down.
But city planner Robert Moses decided to spend money building expressways instead. In 1968, for the first time, the city got federal funding to build a subway on 2nd Avenue. It was expected to cost $220 million. The TV show Mad Men even worked in a reference to the plan that year.
Believe me, when they finish the 2nd Avenue subway, this apartment will quadruple in value.
That didn't happen. In 1975, the city was broke. By the 1990s, overcrowding on the Seoul East Side line had become untenable. So the idea for a 2nd Avenue subway line was revived. And in 2004, a plan was approved. The first phase would include three new stations that go from 72nd to 96th Street. The Metropolitan Transit Authority even gave a deadline, 2013, and a cost, $3.8 billion. But the public was skeptical, as that deadline was pushed back to 2015 and costs crept up. The MTA finally settled on December 31st, 2016. On New Year's Eve, at a newly renovated station on 72nd Street, Governor Andrew Cuomo held an opening night party. There was a five-piece band, a newsstand was converted into a beer bar, and the cavernous station was filled with purple, pink, and orange lights. Cuomo helped secure more than $1 billion in federal funding for the project and the MTA. He also appoints their board members. At the New Year's Eve party, he told the more than 500 invited guests that the 2nd Avenue subway is vindication of his vision.
We needed to show people that government works and we can still do big things and we can still get them done.
The final costs for the three stations and 2 miles of track was $4.5 billion. And on Sunday morning, it officially opened to the public.
Let's open up the subway!
50-year-old Lillian Reddle, who lives nearby, was there.
I am so excited. I've been waiting for this for years, and I'm thrilled to be on the first train.
She says the new line will shave nearly 20 minutes off her commute. And the new stations, filled with colorful tile art, including 12 portraits by the artist Chuck Close, are snazzy.
I love the high ceilings. It looks like there might be some soundproofing, and I'm really pleased about that.
And this announcement is sweet music to her ears.
This is a Brooklyn-bound Q train via the 2nd Avenue line.
9-year-old train enthusiast Jared Margolis was impressed with the clean elevators, but had one suggestion.
I think they gotta work on the train because the train did not say the right stop the train is going to.
Residents are concerned that the new line will also bring higher rents that could push longtime tenants out. The next phase will extend the line to 125th Street and is estimated to cost $6 billion. Tunneling could start in the next 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.